Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live drum and bass arrangement lesson, and we're going straight into VIP workflows without any third-party plugins, all stock devices, all arrangement view, and we're aiming for something that feels like a real VIP, same identity, new drop energy, new switch moments, and that whoa, this is the version factor. First, let's align on what a VIP actually is in DNB. It's not the extended mix, it's not drop one again but louder. A VIP is a reinterpretation. The goal is that a DJ can still mix it like the original, a listener instantly recognizes the tune, but the arrangement and pressure curve hit different. New decisions, new contrast, and a clear moment where the room realizes, oh, this is the VIP. Here's what we're going to build. A practical VIP arrangement blueprint. Intro, build 1, drop 1 as your reference point, a midsection bridge, build 2 where you telegraph the twist. Then drop 2 is the actual VIP drop, and an outro that's clean and mixable, and the end result you want is simple, one VIP drop that feels fresher and heavier, two or three signature transitions, and an energy arc that makes sense on a dance floor. Alright, step 0, prep your session like a pro. This part is unglamorous, but it's the reason you finish the VIP instead of getting lost at minute 4. Start by doing a save as, name it something like track name VIP V01. You want psychological permission to make bold edits without fearing you've destroyed your original. Now in arrangement view, set locators for the big sections. Intro, build, drop 1, mid, build 2, drop 2, outro. And here's a teacher tip. Add one extra locator right at the start of drop 2 that contains your VIP headline. One sentence. The one thing that makes this VIP different. For example, drop 2 is halftime for 16 bars then slams back full time. Or, drop 2 is a new bass call and response with sparse hats. Put that sentence in the locator name. That way every edit either supports the headline, or its distraction. Color code your groups so your brain doesn't melt in a 6-minute timeline. Drums one color, bass another, music and atmos another, effects and transitions another. You're building speed and reducing mistakes. Now optionally, create a VIP FX return. This is a huge advantage because it gives you consistent space without wrecking the low end. Put EQ8 first and high pass around 150 Hz with a steep slope. Then echo, something like a quarter or dotted eighth vibe, feedback roughly 25-45%, and a wide stereo width. Then hybrid reverb, a short plate or room around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and filter lows under 200 so you don't cloud the sub. This becomes your controlled throw space for hook shots, fills, and last hits. Before we move on, one more coaching move that saves you from the VIP equals louder trap. Lock your mix while you rearrange. Put a utility at the end of each main group. Drums, bass, music, effects. For the next 20 minutes, do not touch faders. If something needs adjustment, automate clip gain or utility gain. This keeps you from chasing levels while you're trying to write. Cool. Step 1. Build your VIP section swap template. The fastest way to make a VIP is to clone your strongest reference material, then immediately remove things so you're forced to make new decisions. Go to drop 1 and identify the strongest 32 bars, not necessarily the first 32, the best 32. This is your reference drop. Duplicate that whole section later in the arrangement to become drop 2. Now the important part, immediately mute key groups in drop 2. Mute your main bass group and your top drums, like hats and shakers. Keep kick and snare, and keep sub if it's separate. What you've created is a skeleton. The dance floor motion is still there, but you've cleared space. And clearing space is how you make contrast. Quick workflow tip, create an edit buffer after each major section. Make a little 4-8 bar region called scrap. Any fill, hook shot, resample idea, weird echo tail, it goes into scrap first. If it works, paste it in. If it doesn't, delete it. Your main arrangement stays clean, and you stay fast. Now step 2, choose your VIP drop strategy. We'll cover 3, and you can combine them, but don't try to do all of them at once unless you want chaos. Strategy A is rhythm VIP. This is the roller upgrade. You keep the same key and general sonic world, but the bass rhythm and drum syncopation change. Start with your bass MIDI. Duplicate the clip. Keep the same notes, but regrid the rhythm. Add offbeat stabs, like 8th or 16th placements. Create call and response. Maybe bars 1 and 2 ask a question. Bars 3 and 4 answer it. And if you want a pro-level trick, sometimes the response is silence. Leave a hole and let the FX tail answer. That space makes the drums feel bigger and it sets up the next phrase. For groove, use groove pull subtly. Apply something MPC dish to hat and perk only, and keep it in the 10 to 20% range. If you groove the whole drum bus aggressively, it can smear your snare placement and you lose punch. Then drum edits. Add ghost notes on snare, but actually commit to them being ghosts. Think -12 to -20 dB compared to the main hit. For that jungle edge without plugins, take a break loop you already have, right-click and slice to new MIDI track by Transients. Now you can rearrange little amen-style edits every 8 or 16 bars, without introducing a whole new sample pack. It'll sound performed instead of copy-paste. On the drum group, add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom, keep it tight, and only if it helps. Damp between 30 and 60, and crunch to taste, but don't wash out the transient snap. Strategy B is sound VIP. Pattern stays similar, but you change the bass character using resampling. Create an audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to audio from your bass group, arm it, and record 16 bars of the drop. Then consolidate that recording so it becomes a clean chunk. Slice to new MIDI track by Transients. Now you can treat those slices like an instrument. Put auto filter on the sliced bass. Low pass 24. Automate cutoff from something like 200 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. Drive a bit. Resonance modest. Add saturator with analog clip. Drive a few dB. Soft clip on. Use EQ8 to not harsh resonances in that 2 to 5K region where DNB bass can get painful. For micro variation, automate clip transposition on a couple slices by plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. Do it sparingly, it's seasoning. And automate utility width on fills, like 70% to 120%. But remember, sub stays mono, always. Strategy C is time VIP. This is the halftime switch or jungle flip. The project stays 172 to 176, but the perceived feel shifts. In drop 2, for 16 bars, go halftime. Kick on 1, snare on 3. Layer a jungle tops loop quietly, high pass above 200 Hz, and keep it tucked under the main drums around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Then build back into full time with a riser and snare run, 8ths to 16ths to 30 seconds over the last 2 bars. And instead of just turning volume up, ramp velocity, so it feels human and urgent, not like a static machine gun. Now step 3. Transitions. This is where VIPs either feel professional or feel like a copy-paste with random edits. Here are 5 moves using only stock devices that basically always work. Move 1. The fake tape stop. Put frequency shifter on the element you want to stop, not the whole master. Automate fine down quickly, like 0 to minus 600 over half a bar. Then throw the last hit into your VIP FX return so you get that echo and reverb hang. You're creating a momentary time warp without a plugin. Move 2. Sub dropouts for tension. On the sub track, put utility. Automate gain to negative infinity for just an eighth note right before the drop hits. That micro silence makes the downbeat feel like it gained weight. Alternatively, do a fast high pass sweep with EQ8, like 30 Hz up to 120 Hz in the last quarter bar. Same psychological impact. You remove the floor, then slam it back. Move 3. The DJ mix bridge. Trip down to kick and snare, a simple sub note, and an Atmos pad. Put auto filter on the drum bus, and slowly high pass from 80 to 250 over 8 bars. Then, right near the end, tease the bass for 1 bar, like bar 15 of a 16 bar phrase. DJs love it, and the crowd feels the reload coming. Move 4. Impact design from your own material. Resample a snare plus bass hit together. Then process it with EQ8 to cut sub rumble under 30, tame boxiness around 200 to 400 if needed, saturator for density, blue compressor with around 10 ms attack and auto release for a little grab, and a short reverb with lows filtered out. Print it. Now reverse it. Use the reverse as a pre-drop pull, and the forward as the downbeat hit. One sound, two rolls, totally coherent with your track. Move 5. Hook recontextualization. Take your original hook element and move it. Put it in the build with an auto filter low pass closing down, like it's being swallowed. Then in drop 2, don't play it constantly. Reveal it once every 8 bars, like a signature tag. If you use beat repeat, be disciplined, low chance, low interval, keep lows out, and treat it like ear candy, not a main groove generator. Now step 4. Make drop 2 actually read as a VIP with arrangement decisions that matter. Think of 32 bars as 4 mini drops. One primary change per 8 bars. That's phrase discipline. That's what keeps advanced DNB sounding intentional instead of messy. Here's a proven map. Bars 1 to 8. Introduce the new bass rhythm, but keep drums slightly simpler. If hats are too busy immediately, the listener can't perceive what's new. Bars 9 to 16. Add percussion and do your first fill. A one-bar break edit at bar 16 works perfectly. Bars 17 to 24. Call and response bass, or switch to an alternate resampled slice set. If you want a slick micro-switch technique, heap two bass layers. Bass is expected. Bass B is alternate phrasing with the same notes. Run it for 6 bars, then B for 2 bars. It feels like evolution without rewriting the whole track. Bars 25 to 32, maximum pressure and an exit fill. Add a ride or shaker layer for density, not volume, and put a clear announce fill into bar 32. And here's a sneaky advanced trick, the energy fake out. On bar 7 or 15 or 31, remove one key element for half a bar, like the sub or hats, then slam it back. It creates the illusion of a bigger system impact with no extra layers. Step 5. Keep it tight, mix aware, and still stock only. Sub management is non-negotiable. Utility on the sub, width at 0%. If you want wide bass, widen mid bass only, and keep anything under about 200 to 300 out of the side channel. Sidechain without plugins, stock compressor on the bass group, sidechain from the kick. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1, attack 1 to 10 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Enough to carve space, not enough to pump like EDM unless that's your aesthetic. Master safety. Leave headroom. Peaks around minus 6 dB FS before final limiting. Use limiter only for sketch loudness so you can vibe check the drop, not as your final master solution. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Thinking VIP means more layers. If drop 2 is just denser, it won't read as a new version. Remove something first, then add something meaningful. 2. No clear VIP moment. You need an obvious switch. Rhythm change, halftime, new bass articulation, new hook framing, something you can point to on the timeline. 3. Widening the low end. It will collapse in mono and die in clubs. Keep sub mono. 4. Transitions that don't reset the ear. You need a breath before the VIP so the new idea hits like a new chapter. 5. Copy-paste fatigue. Every 8 or 16 bars, add one meaningful variation. 1. Not 5. Let's finish with a tight practice plan you can do in 30 to 45 minutes. Duplicate drop 1 into drop 2 for 32 bars. Choose one VIP strategy, rhythm, sound, or time. This audio version is shortened for playback.